Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. I am so excited. It is finally here. We are launching finally the Deep Beauty Telesummit. This is following the international blog tour that is happening right now as well. And so we want to welcome everyone here. This is such a great opportunity to be able to really transform your life with the introduction of the book on May 8th. It's a book called, if you're aware of it, Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care. And it is really your personal guide to really establishing your deep beauty and inner worth as well. So we want to welcome everyone here. And I'm just so excited with the guests that are going to be here. It's a 3-day tour starting out again at 12 noon on Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. in terms of the Mountain Standard Time, 2 p.m. in terms of Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we also have people calling in internationally from other places as well. And so I am just so excited about this. This is really an international tour covering the whole globe. And we have with us the person that is really the originator of this Deep Beauty Tour. She is a wonderful individual. She is a national award-winning figure and physique champion. And I want to tell you about this woman, Carolyn A. Brent. She has her MBA, is an award-winning best-selling author and a National Physique Committee, or NPC, Masters Women's Figure Champion at the age of 60, even though she looks like about 30. Now, she is an expert on both self-care and caregiving. She is the founder of Across All Ages and two nonprofits, Caregiver Story Incorporated and Grandpa's Dream. Carolyn's research and extensive collection of published works have made her a notable figure in her field, and Carolyn's most impressive accomplishment has been her expansive body of work. The award-winning and best-selling book, The Caregiver's Companion, Caring for Your Loved Ones Medically, Financially, and Emotionally While Caring for Yourself, is actually in the Library of Congress, the libraries of such higher-end educational institutions such as Harvard, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, and numerous other medical centers and universities, and is designated as an editor's choice. She also received the review of Excellent by the Library Journal, and her new book has already been reviewed by the American Library Association, and again, that's due to be released on May 8th, but yet it's already being reviewed and already being ordered, and matter of fact, a lot of the things that are happening with the book right now is really pushing it towards becoming a New York Times bestseller. And so I want to introduce a wonderful and fabulous person, my friend and mentor, Carolyn A. Brent. Carolyn, how are you today?
I am doing super fantastic, and I just want to thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Jen, for supporting all of my work over the past 10 years. And I want to say a special pre-thank you to all of my special featured 5-star guests or 10-star guests, because you could have been any place under the sun. And when I ask you to please come on and share your expertise, one thing I could honestly say, what makes my work amazing, according to the libraries, is that I know where to go to the professionals and the experts. I go to the people that's on this platform, and I ask them for help. And I want to thank each and every one of you. And before we start the show, I want to just share a little bit about Andrew Mandia. He's one of the people behind the scenes that nobody sees. He is one of the reasons why my work has gone so viral, and so has Jen. He's an internationally known intuitive traveler, and he's lived in Canada, Europe, Asia, all over the world, and right now he's in Toronto, and he actually has written his one-man show, and life, his mission is to serve, inspire through laughter, and bring joy to people he meets. all over the world. So, Andrew, I want to thank you. In regards to Jim Sean, I want to thank him because he lives in California. I mean, people are all over, and I just want to thank you. He's a licensed financial professional dealing with business strategies as well as marketing and publicity solutions, along with being a number one best-selling author and contributing national filmmaker as a walk star, and that's R-O-K, a walk star. He serves as a master of ceremony and a radio personality for Rush Hour Success, Live Strong in America, and Imagination Radio. He is respected in the community as a leader and serves to support the greater good for assisting organizations. Thank you for helping me with my organization, and I want to thank everyone that's on board right now because all of you are experts, and thank you for teaching me, and thank you for teaching others worldwide about why you are the best of the best in your field. So back to you, Jim.
You know, that's very exciting, and thank you so much just for introducing myself as well as Andrew. And we are so honored to be able to support such a great platform that's going to be helping so many people. And today we have some wonderful guests. And in terms of our lineup, we are focused on a great theme, becoming an authority in your life, as well as the aha moments, really identifying the aha moments and the power of words. And so these are things that we know will support you through your transformation, through self-care. And let me tell you, I'm so inspired by a lot of these world global leaders and also their ability to be able to contribute to today. I know there are some that are actually traveling around the globe, and so we are waiting to make sure they're able to call in. But I wanted to tell you who the lineup is for today. We first off have from somebody you probably know about, Dave Ramsey, his financial university. We have Tom Fonseca, and he is also a great realtor and is also known as the impending doom eliminator. And you're going to find out a little bit more about what that means. Also, we have scheduled today Ben Corson, who at only the age of 6 led his first Bible study in his home. And you're going to see how he's taken the authority in his life to be able to really expand and really influence the world through the youth and through other people he interfaces with. And he's actually traveling around the globe right now. We also have Christella Marie.
I think he just logged on. Is that you, Ben? 914? Okay. Thank you. Now,
all right.
Continue.
Well, yeah, we also have Christella Marie, and you're going to learn about how she really experienced her aha moments through just really her own sense of healing, and she's going to share with you some incredible stories about just how it's really helped her to create the ability to be the authority of her life. And then we have Brenda Edelman that will be tuning in as well. She is, again, just a great, powerful person who is a speaker, author, coach, and online course creator, and she's an award-winning actor, and so she's going to have so much to contribute here as well. And we have with us today also a very special person. She is Ruthie Bolton, and she is part of the original franchise player for the WNBA's Sacramento team, the Monarchs, and also has participated twice as Olympic gold medalist in the USA Basketball Female of the Year. And so we have just an incredible lineup here today of great speakers. And we also have with us David Octavio Gandel, who's an award-winning life coach, published author, TV host, and community leader. And so just from the people that we have, I think you're going to be able to get so much from today's show and really helping you take control of your life, experiencing the aha moments, understanding the power of your words, and also just becoming an authority in your life as well. And so before we kick off with our first speaker, you know, I'll tell you, this speaker is awesome. Carolyn, I just wanted to see if you had any thoughts here to prepare people's minds for today.
Yeah, my final thought is this. In order to win, to become a winner, you got to go to someone that's been through the trenches already, that knows what it's like to guide you. And every last person on this call, we have people on the call that has you know, David, he's managed to not die twice when he had terminal cancer. I wrote about him in my book. Ruthie, she's a person that, I mean, a woman that has made it in a world of being a world-class champion leader. And the reason why I say this is because it takes so much discipline. It takes so much discipline. And I'm honored at all of my guests. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being on board. And with Tom, one of the reasons why I'm excited, Tom is teaching me as we speak, I'm a student in his class because he's teaching me how to become wealthy. So let's hear what Tom has to say.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Tom.
Carolyn.
Tom, hey, you know, sometimes this is, I think everyone and even the electronics are so excited to hear what you have to say. It's just putting us all together here. Well, I want to say I've heard so much about you, Tom, and I just want to introduce you. And Tom Fonseca is a financial coach and a longtime realtor, also known as the Impending Doom Eliminator. So he has that title. And Tom, you know, like so many others, went from the fear of impending doom when he thought of his retirement years. He just couldn't seem to get on track and stay focused financially until he found financial coaching. Now he is completely debt-free. I want to hear that word, completely debt-free. I love those three words, including no house payments. Wow. Along with 6 months of an emergency fund and his retirement set up. Now he helps others to overcome the monster of impending doom. He provides sure-footed guidance and, you know, really helps him deal with the conflict of interest because he purposefully doesn't sell retirement plans or products so that he can truly give you sure-footed guidance. Tom will take you farther down the road of financial wellness than you might thought possible and faster than you could ever imagine. Tom makes it seemingly impossible possible, and Tom has helped over 1,000 people add over $17 million. You heard me right, $17 million to their net worth with his coaching and teaching. Tom is also a best-selling author and has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. And you know, I'm just so excited to hear from you. I know you have some great information, and I just wanted to say, just being a financial professional, I know money drives everything that we're able to do. So I am just listening here with my notebooks open, Tom Fonseca. Tom.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. And certainly blessings and abundance to everybody that's listening now around the world and to all the other speakers as well. I know it's great to be part of something, you know, bigger than us. And certainly something like this event where we're about helping and we're about listening and learning and constantly in that learning mentality. So thank you guys very much. And just talking about this whole subject, I remember I received a call several months ago from a gentleman, and he said, "Hey, you know, Tom, I saw your website." He tells me, "I need help financially." He said, "I'm in financial distress right now. I'm 53 years old, and I worry about my future. I worry about not having enough in retirement. It's like I have a monster just around the corner. I feel so powerless. I feel the impending doom of the future." He told me he had tremendous anxiety and shame around the debt that he had and the hopelessness of his future. That's what he was telling me. So he said, "You know, hey, Tom, I'm really worried about it because I have an older friend that didn't have a retirement account. He was basically relying on Social Security, and today he doesn't live with dignity." So he said, he asked me a question, you know, will coaching help me? Will I learn what to do so that I can have financial wellness? And my answer was this: yeah, you'll learn a step-by-step model and system that has helped millions. You will learn a model and system that helped me and changed my life in the view of and my view of my future. However, more important, and this is what's important for this audience to understand, because this is specifically important for this audience today. How more important than what you must do, it's who you must become. So people ask me that all the time. What do I got to do? What do I got to do? It's really not about what you have to do. It's more about who you have to become. First, you have to become a person that saves money and never uses debt You have to become that person in your mind and in your spirit before you will do the things that that person does to save money and never uses debt. So you have to be first, and then you do, and then you have. It's be, do, have. So he understood that. And he said, you know, he did that. So he started doing the coaching, and in around 18 months, he went from that spot, frozen with fear from impending doom, and to joyful and content. Today, he's completely debt-free, including no house payment. He also has a six-month emergency fund, and he lays his head on his pillow today in peace and joy. And he is, you know, he actually even came to one of my events, and he did his debt-free scream. So those are things that, you know, that's that kind of stories that I hear frequently. And, you know, my story is not a whole lot different, right? Do you know how you can remember moments in time and how you felt during those moments in time and how you felt during certain conversations? I can remember the pit in my stomach during all the conversations about money that I had. I can remember, like it was yesterday, I was worried about my financial future, fearing what seemed like a monster, the monster of impending doom of the future. I was getting older and older. Today I'm 61. This was a number of years ago, many years ago. So mostly what I did was ignore the whole thing, not talk about it. I mostly avoided conversations about money. I ended up getting disappointed. And you know what? I even just got resigned to the fact that I just won't have enough money to live in dignity or pay for all the medical needs. I failed financially. I felt like a failure financially. I will have to work. I probably end up having to work till I die. And then, you know, I said things like this to myself. I guess it's just my lot in life. I guess it's just not meant to be for me. So, you know, I did the same things that I kept on doing. And my thinking would go to thoughts like, well, I'll find a greener pasture. So I did more of what came naturally to me. And I think this is a lot about what this audience is here for, is learning to be your best self and learning to do. And that's what I'm, you know, this is what I talk about often with people, is we do what comes naturally to us. And to get to a different level, to have a breakthrough, we have to stop doing what comes naturally to us. So we have to become purposeful in what we do. And so back then I did more of what came naturally to me. And as a longtime realtor, I focused on making more money, right? This will get me out of my problem. I'll make more money. So I really applied myself to making more money, and I did make more money. However, no matter how much my wife and I made, we didn't seem to get ahead. We didn't break through to saving money consistently. We certainly didn't save 15% of our income a month towards retirement. We had several years we made over a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. I knew the basic money handling principles. I tried for over 20 years to get 6 months of emergency fund. To no avail, it didn't work. I knew to pay off credit card balances every month, like everybody. We get them, we're supposed to pay them off. I kept, you know, paying off my credit cards and then put them away, and then they would start crawling back up 20 to 30. I didn't change me. I changed a little bit of the stuff, but the who I was didn't change. I kept using credit cards. I kept spending more than I made. I kept doing those things. So, you know, I knew to invest 15% a month for the future. I knew I was supposed to be doing that. And I did like so many other people. I started it, and then when emergencies came up, I borrowed from my 401k and cashed it out and did stuff like that. So I made those mistakes plenty of times. I did dumb with money a lot. And so I knew what to do, but I just didn't do it. So, you know, and during that whole time, my wife, bless her heart, she never blamed me for anything. But I still felt, you know, inside, you know, like a failure financially. I dare not really think of the future. And all I saw was impending doom. My natural way of thinking and doing things just kept me getting the same disappointing results. I was not able to keep saving money and growing my retirement account to something that I was going to have me living in dignity, living. So when I finally got, you know, I wasn't going to have me living in dignity when I finally got too old to work. I thought,
you
know, I had done.
I want to ask you, Tom, this is really important. I appreciate your story,
okay,
because many of us can relate to exactly what you're talking about. Can you share with us just one tip, you know, that we could really focus on, that the people can focus on to be able to get them where they want to be, at least the first step in the thousand steps of the journey, so to speak?
Well, okay. Well, the first step I think for all of us is stop stop doing what comes naturally and be purposeful. So that would start with a budget, actually a written budget, that we would write down all the items I'm going to – what I call that is giving every dollar a job at the beginning of the month. Give every dollar a job. Give every dollar a name. What all of my income I'm going to have each month, what I'm going to do with it each month. So if I make a plan, now I can be purposeful. Now I can at least begin to be purposeful because I see I bring home total of $4,000 a month net take home pay, and now I'm going to allocate that to what I want to do with my money. So I put this money for electric and this money for groceries and this money for clothing and this money for kids stuff. And then I want to put in money for saving. And what we end up doing when we do this budget is we end up seeing the gaping holes that we have. So by the time I'm spending all the things I spend my money on, I don't have any more left to pay me, to invest in my future. Every dollar that we earn, working or in our businesses or whatever we're doing, should have a promise for the future instead of an obligation to the past. Every dollar we make should have a promise for the future instead of an obligation to the past. So that would be the one thing that I would say. Start with.
Well, thank you so much. And I know there's just so much to really helping people understand how money works, how to utilize it effectively. And unfortunately, we're not taught all these things in school, in the regular school system. So I think it's really powerful just what you're doing here. And can you let people know what the best way to get a hold of you would be? How could they reach you?
Best way to get a hold of me is my website, tomfonseca.com, T-O-M, F like Frank, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, E, C as in Cat, A, tomfonseca.com. You can, there's my phone numbers, my email is all on there. You can ask me any questions, and that's going to be the best way they can get a hold of me.
Right. And
Now do you see why I'm a student in his class? I just love what he has to say.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And, you know, this is the best way to become authority of your life through finances. And Tom, I want to just ask you this one question here because I think it's so very important. You know, why is it so important, do you think, to become an authority of your finance in order to become an authority of your life?
Well, just like that gentleman, just like myself in my own story, we feel as a victim. We feel like I've done the best that I can do. I feel like I'm disappointed with what's going on. So it definitely, when we can tell every dollar what to do, we feel like we are the authority over ourselves. We are the authority over our money. Most of us aren't the authority over our money. Here's what most people end up doing. Instead of telling every dollar what to do, we end up wondering where it went. Like, what happened to all my money? I made $4,000. Where did it go? We weren't the authority over it at all. The money, other things were the authority. Other obligations to the past became our. So we weren't in charge. We weren't the authority over our own life.
That's so true. And you know, thank you so much, Tom, just for your thoughts. And Carolyn, just wanted to ask you if you have any thoughts here, like what you were mentioning. You're so excited to share it. You're learning from him, learning from the Dave Ramsey Financial University.
Well, I've written about Dave Ramsey in chapter 6 of my book. I'm a student right now, and I'm learning like a sponge in Tom's class, and I feel very blessed. Thank you, Tom, for being a guest on this beautiful show today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. All right, and Tom, any final words here before we let you go?
Well, the final words are simply, let's all have a breakthrough financially this next year. And to break through anything, we have to go away from what comes naturally to us and move away to what doesn't come naturally to us and what doesn't make sense so that we can be and become purposeful. If we become purposeful, we can have the financial breakthroughs that we thought were impossible.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
That's why you're known as the impending doom eliminator. Who doesn't want that eliminated, right? And
right.
Dave Ramsey, a financial institution. You can find more about Tom Fonseca at Tom, spelled T-O-M, Fonseca, F-O-N-S-E-C-A.com. Thank you so much. And Carolyn, I just want to ask you, do we happen to have Ben on the line? I know he's traveling and he's trying to call in through his
adventures.
I believe
Ben may be on the line. Ben, are you on the line? 914? I guess that's not Ben. I thought it was.
Okay.
But he'll be on it.
All right.
One. Yeah, so we're going to have to move on because we're really running out of time. Thank you so
much,
Tom.
Yeah, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. And, you know, I'm so excited just about, you know, this next person I want to introduce is Cristelia Marie. And she began her self-healing journey in her mid-20s. And this is so important because really being an authority in your life and establishing those aha moments is really all about going through this journey of healing. And yet, you know, her real healing didn't begin until 2000 when after years of working on self-worth and self-love issues, she discovered an underlying belief that kept her from loving herself fully. And in 2001, her faith and self-love were tested when she discovered a golf ball-sized hump in her breast. After doing all that, she knew she was trying and many alternative healing methods. She was guided to create crystagraphs, which are colored drawings that during one brief session removed the lump. Wow. She subsequently had various ailments such as bladder infection, yeast infection, deep vein thrombosis, cancer, and more. And each case, she immediately received crystagraphs to heal the ailment. That is powerful. She is a best-selling co-author with Wayne Dyer, Deepa Chopra, and many others in the Wake Up book series, author of the 1 Minute Energy Tune-Up book series and products, and former radio talk show host as well. And so, you know, she has a lot of things to say, I'm sure, about being healthier and just her whole journey of healing to be able to help her become the authority of her life as well as establish her aha moments. Cristelia, we're so looking forward to hearing from you here on this topic.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You know, you spoke about the aha moment, and my aha moment was that belief was God was going to punish me if I loved myself. And I think many of us actually have beliefs we're so unaware of that are keeping us from becoming that authority figure for our lives. We get so caught up in that negative thinking, we don't even know we have it. And I actually worked 13 years in talk therapy on this before that aha moment. So, you know, as I like to share is it's so important for us to continue to follow our journey, to listen to our intuition and really allow that intuitive guidance and so on to be a big part of our lives, because when we can tune into that, it becomes much simpler. So, following somebody that just gave a great talk about financial finances, Tom. I actually,
it goes together.
I'm actually laughing because I had, when I walked away from my career, over $1 million in the bank and donated it to a con artist. So I thought I was okay retirement-wise. I was debt-free, all of those things. And unfortunately, my mindset allowed that to happen. So, you know, just owning, though, that there is a way to get out of anything. And it's been a journey for me to do so in a lot of ways, as well as this healing journey. And, you know, I think the real key message here is really starting to understand how we each have our own abilities here on the planet, and to allow ourselves to accept our differences and our abilities. Too often we give up our power to authority figures that we think they're authority figures about who we're supposed to be instead of owning who we are. So you talked about me drawing crystagraphs as an example. When I was a child, my father was a professional artist, and I drew this beautiful rose, and he insisted that I traced it. And so when I started drawing these crystagraphs and removed the lump from my breast in the 20-minute process, okay, I didn't really believe that I could do this. I started asking all these artists to redraw them and so on. And yet we found that when somebody redrew them, they weren't as effective. So I had to get over what those authority figures had told me. And by the way, I didn't trace the rose. Anyway, you know, we have so many people that we put into that authority role in our lives, and we give up our power to them. And it's, you know, to me, my real mission is to help people to tune back in and to love the person we are, the person we, not the person we've become based on those other people's, but the true being of who we are, so that we can become the authentic person that we really came here to be. And that's how we're going to make a real difference in the world. That's how we're going to change people's lives and help other people as well, because too often, again, we've given up our power to other authority figures. And some people will say, well, what do you mean by authority figures? Well, that can be parents, teachers, religious leaders, anybody that's telling us we're not as beautiful as we think we are. We're not as talented as we think we are. And, you know, my drawings, they look like doodles. And you know what? They're perfect. They work the way they're supposed to. They're not beautiful artwork. They work the way they're supposed to. So, you know, self-love being my biggest journey, and that is, it's really important to love every aspect of ourselves. And I had to really learn how to change that belief that God would punish me. And I found a process that was quite simple, and I'll share this just to give people an idea. When we have beliefs at that core level, too often we just start saying, oh, I love myself, but your subconscious mind is questioning that and saying, really? You're not doing this or that to love yourself. So you actually have to bridge from where you are, just like when we started, when we were born and we decided to walk, right? We didn't just stand up and walk. We crawled, we pushed ourselves a bit, you know, then we crawled and then we finally pulled up. And so if we can find ways to bridge from where we are forward, then our subconscious mind stops questioning what we're telling it. So that's a big key to my message. Was somebody going to ask something?
Yeah, one thing I was going to mention, you know, you have such a powerful message. And, you know, even though people are described as potential experts in, you know, in their field, sometimes they don't know everything. And I know that it's really exciting to see you get healed, you know, based on what you shared through the crystagraphs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's kind of a hard one to break through. I know when a doctor, especially a doctor, you know, we have the whole thing dealing with supplements versus medicine and all that, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's a journey for somebody to open up their mind, especially if they're trying to heal. You know, you feel a little bit like you're trying to, you know, advance yourself and get better, of course. You know, how do you make those decisions to just trust and just move forward in those situations?
You know, that's a great question, and it really is part of the journey, is finding little things, those little tiny things that make a difference. So one of the first things that happened for me in my 20s was I had been injured on a bicycle accident when I was 4 years old, and the bicycle had hit me, the handlebar hit me in my chest. And my doctor said to my mother and I, you're always going to have pain there in your chest whenever it's cold or damp outside. And by the way, I lived in Michigan at the time. It's cold and damp all the time. So here I am in my 20s. I started questioning it, and I learned about hypnosis. And I said, well, what if I hypnotize myself and change that belief? And I did, and I've never had pain there since. So finding some little thing like that to build on is what I'm saying. So does that answer your question, or do I?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, there's so much I know you can educate us on in terms of healing and things that are happening. But thank you for just really giving us some practical in terms of things that we can do to really implement. But I did want to ask you, just you know, in terms of reaching you, if they have any questions, can you please let us know the best way to reach you?
Yeah, my website is empoweredspirit.com. That's EMPOWERED spirit.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Carolyn, do you have any thoughts here? I mean, you know, I love the sharing and just some of the practical she gave.
Actually, I just want to say again, Cristalia, thank you for being a part of my brand for now almost 10 years. I'm so honored, and I learned so much just from listening to you. And we'll get together actually real soon when you move to Florida.
Right. I will see you soon, actually, a couple of weeks. I'll be moved in.
Okay.
Grab one to go to Florida now. Perfect. That sounds like the happening place. So, wow. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cristalia. And, you know, I know we have Ben. He's supposed to chime in at some point. I know we have some new people that called in. So, Ben, do you happen to be available? Okay, so that may not have been here. You know, as we move on, I love what we've talked about. We started out with money, and then we started talking about healing and also really establishing our authority in our life and, you know, really creating those aha moments here with what Cristalia had shared as well and certain decisions we need to make. But I want to now move on to a very special person. She is somebody that is an award-winning actor. This is Brenda Adelman, and she's a speaker, author, coach, online course creator, and is a recipient of, and I love this, the Hero of Forgiveness Award. Wow. I look forward to her sharing a little bit more about that. She teaches creative storytelling and performance for stage and video to entrepreneurs and performers. And Adelman has a master's in spiritual psychology. She has toured with her critically acclaimed one-person show, My Brooklyn Hamlet, from London to New York to Los Angeles, and has been involved on Fox TV News, NPR, and by The Forgiveness Project. Her audiences are diverse, including women prisoners, youth at risk, domestic violence trainers and survivors, spiritual communities, and the United States military. And she's done a lot, including serving our country. So I want to welcome Brenda Adelman. Brenda, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I personally haven't served the country, but I have served the people in the armed forces by performing my show.
Hey, but you know what? To serve those that serve others is a great task. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Just, we have the topics, of course, becoming the authority of your life, also the power of words and establishing our aha moments in our life. Mm-hmm. So if you can please speak on this, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, first let me start with my story, because I realize it's not in the introduction, and it kind of shows why forgiveness has been at the forefront of my mind, why I'm so passionate about the power of forgiveness and also telling our stories to heal ourselves and to also heal the people who hear it. So in 1995, my father, who I adored, shot and killed my mother, who was my quirky best friend. And then within months, moved in with my aunt, my mother's sister, before marrying her. So that one shot really exploded my world apart. I lost my family. I lost the life that I thought I knew. And I dived into a depression. And it was really through writing my story and then learning how to actually forgive my father and then forgive myself is how I started to open my heart again, be able to be seen, stop hiding, get out of shame, and finally put my story on stage and heal other people.
So. That is powerful.
Yeah. So it was a process, it was a journey, and when I say forgiving, it was forgiving, why I say forgiving myself is because, people listen and they're like, what do you mean you had to forgive yourself? Your father shot and killed your mother. But it was all the things we don't talk about, the fact that I somehow felt guilty, I felt ashamed for ever trusting my father, I felt like I could never trust myself to choose someone to that how could I love again, and things like that. So I had to forgive myself and recognize that, of course, I would love my father. He was my father, and I had to learn how to reparent myself and learn to build that trust again so that I could make better decisions in my life. And what I would say, the aha moment for me was that forgiving my father didn't mean lying down like a rug to be walked on, a mat. It didn't mean that I didn't take, that I condoned what he did. I actually forgave him through the three-step process that I teach. I also have a Kindle book on it. And I took him to court for wrongful death after he got out of prison, because he went to prison for a short sentence on a plea bargain. So, but when I took him to court, it was out of love for myself versus out of punishing him. So the aha moment was that forgiveness was for me, that it freed me from the bondage of having to punish him. And then the other thing was, the reason why storytelling is so important is because the most depressed I was when I felt like I was alone. And what I learned, I never set out to have a critically acclaimed one-woman show about my life story, because I was filled with shame. I didn't know how to handle any of this. I felt like damaged goods. And then when I got my master's in spiritual psychology and learned that there was nothing to be ashamed of, once I started sharing my story, first started in acting class, I just shared it. And instead of getting the judgment, I got a class of 100 people with people coming. In addition to the standing ovation, I got people coming up to me, sharing with me stories that they had been ashamed of, that had nothing to do with my personal story, but it was the through line of everything: love, loss, betrayal, anger, family. That's what connected. And so all of a sudden, people shared with me what they were going through. And then as I started doing the show, people shared with me similar things that they had gone through. And then I realized I wasn't alone in my suffering. I didn't go through this thing by myself. Like, there were other people that I could relate to, and I knew I wasn't alone. And so that's why I encourage people to write their story, heal from their story, and then share their story.
That is really powerful. And you know, that explains your Hero of Forgiveness Award. I looked at that and I go, wow, you know, I was really intrigued by what that could be. And, you know, I know you have a very special message for people as well, just with audience, you know, that you focus on, you know, really trying to help people overcome, basically, you know, women that are imprisoned, you know, youth at mm-hmm. risk, you know, mm-hmm. domestic mm-hmm. violence trainers, helping them also, and survivors as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, people in the military. What is your primary message to people to be able to create that aha moment, or really regain the authority of their life? What would be your pinnacle to relay?
It really is that forgiveness is for you. You think you're hurting the other person when you are holding anger toward them, but you're hurting yourself. So really what I teach together is forgiveness plus setting healthy boundaries, because it's hard for people to forgive if they feel like they'll just be hurt again. So it's those two things together. So it's about self-forgiveness and self-love, because that's what you have control over, and that's for you. It creates an opening in your heart so that you can love again, so that you can feel good about yourself again, and you can still not even have the person in your life who hurt you if you don't want that, but if they're not wrecking your day by your thoughts about them.
Wow. Well, you know, man, I personally want to talk to you about this, some of this stuff as well as along with the other guests. This is so powerful here. How can people reach you if they want to connect with you? What's a website that you can give to them?
Well, I'm going to tell you two things real quick. My main website is forgivenessandfreedom.com, forgivenessandfreedom.com. I am on Facebook, Brenda Edelman, and I have a free training for anyone who's interested in diving into their story, healing from it, and then sharing, even if it's personally, or maybe it would be in videos, stuff like that. And that you can get at forgivenessandfreedom.com/free training. Forgiveness, AMD, forgivenessandfreedom.com/free training.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Very, very powerful here. Carolyn, you know, I want to get yours and Andrew's thoughts on what Brenda has just shared. Well, first off, Carolyn, if you can give your thoughts here.
My thought is, I'm so happy to hear Brenda talk about forgiveness. And that's what I had to do too, Brenda, because I never saw my dad even get buried. I never knew that he died. Can you imagine? It's in this book. And that it drove me into becoming an advocate. And I had to forgive the people that did it. So I get it about forgiveness, and I live my life to this day, forgive, 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 and the forgiving was for me. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
Wow, my father I didn't see either when he died. So wow, that's interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
Thank
wow.
you. You're welcome.
Yes, and you know, Andrew, I know you have some things to say here as well. Andrew.
Yes, I do. First off, Brenda has actually coached me with my one-man show that I performed in Orlando, Florida. She is just, you know, I met her actually when she did her show in London, and I saw her performance, which is absolutely brilliant. So if it does come your way, you go see it, and it's just amazing like how telling your story can help you, and it's just, you know, it's just very powerful what Brenda teaches.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, Brenda, any final thoughts here?
I just encourage everyone to be the, you know what, this is what I would say, because you're talking about being the authority of your life. The only mm-hmm. thing that I see holds people back, especially with telling their stories, is they start to feel like, oh, well, someone's going to be upset with me if I tell my story. And what I offer for you is that you are the authority of your life. I don't ever tell people to vilify people. I just say, you know, be truthful, and it's for you. It's like, when are you going to be old enough to realize it's your life and you're allowed to tell your story?
Wow. Amen. I love this here.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to highlight, you know, at this time, just, wow. Congratulations to you, Carolyn, just for the book that you're putting out here. The title is Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care. Again, it has already been reviewed by the American Library Association. And you being an author, award-winning author of over 7 books, is pretty amazing. And, you know, I want everyone to be able to just think about what you want to achieve in life, and transformation is all part of this. And so you're going to want to get a copy of the book. The book is fabulous, which is a lot of what today's Telesummit is based on. And again, you know, looking at, you know, we'll give you some information on how you can actually get the book a little bit later in the show, but you're not going to want to miss out on really having the guide, you know, the guide to tapping into your deep beauty and self-worth here. And Carolyn, I just want you to be able to share a few thoughts on this. I know this has been your life's work in terms of this Telesummit originating, the Blog Talk, International Blog Talk Tour, and then also just what you're doing right now to just help people. Any thoughts here about just your writings or anything you want to convey at this time?
I just want to say one thing, and I'm going to make this really, really quick because we have to move on. Had it not been for all the pain, had it not been for the journey, had it not been moving to Florida, had it not been for me meeting David, and he's the last person on, had it not been for me meeting Tom and Brenda and Christella and yourself and numerous amount of people, I would not be who I am today. So I want to say thank you, had it not been.
Wow. Well, let's give everyone a big round of applause here. I think just for everything. I mean, you know, thank you so much. This has been quite a great journey, you know, just emotional journey and just through what we call life here. And so we want to be able to just share with you some thoughts on being a champion and really being disciplined, really being a winner, really capturing, you know, your aha moments, creating them, you know, and especially the power of your words, you know, and who else better than somebody that is an Olympian? And I want to introduce this person. She's been somebody I've personally known for a few years right now. I've had her on my radio show, and she's just a wonderful person, what she does. Ruthie Bolton is an original franchise player for the WNBA Sacramento Monarchs, and she has scored over 2,000 career points. She is fourth on the WNBA's all-time three-pointer list. Wow. And she's the only player in the history of the Monarchs to have her number retired. She is a two-time Olympic gold medalist, a USA Basketball Female of the Year person, award winner, the Sports Illustrated Best Woman Athlete by home state, and one of only 4 players to be named to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2011. Ruthie was the WNBA's first national spokeswoman for youth development program, Play Fit, Stay Fit. she had no idea her years as a first lieutenant in the Army and a professional basketball player combined with her love of the stage would prepare her for something she really could get excited about, empowering others, especially women and girls. And after escaping an abusive marriage, she now travels around the world and shares her story in hopes of preventing the abuse of other women. And she's an expert on transformation. She has a lot of practical teachings on how to deal with trials and tribulations. And she often says, if I am only remembered for being a basketball player, I believe that I will have failed in my job on this planet. And so she's going to be speaking about just really how to be disciplined, a winner, and also the power of words. And she's also the author of two books, The Ride of a Lifetime and From Pain to Power. I wanted to introduce to you Ruthie Bolton. Ruthie.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me good?
Oh, we can hear you fine, man. I love it. Two gold medals.
Yeah. I am beyond excited. The medals are, you know, just fruits of my labor. They're not my purpose in life. They're, you know, your gifts will make way for your purpose. And I definitely, Carolyn's so nice that, you know, have met you and via telephone, and I love your tenacity. I love your mighty power that you have, and I'm just excited to be on this call with so many amazing speakers. Like, we need more time. I've heard some amazing amazing information today. It's been very, very educational, obviously from financial standpoint to, you know, about just really just healing and about forgiveness. Amazing. But, you know, this topic, the power of words, it is amazing. And I want to start out by this quote. It's, to the world, you might be one person, but to one person, you just might be the world. And that's something that I live by. My father, from a family of 20, 12 girls and 8
wow.
boys, my father have taught me about, you know, he said, if you take in life with you a few principles, you will have to carry a suitcase full of rules. And the principles that he lived by, his faith, his attitude, which is mindset, and his work ethic, and those things have traveled with me for a lifetime. And I can remember, like, as it was just yesterday that my father said these words to me. He said, daughter, and most of the time he called me daughter because he couldn't remember my name because so many girls. He said, daughter, you can make it no matter what people's perception of you. Get on that bus. You know, when I wasn't recruited out of high school and the only chance I had to play basketball was to get on the bus for 10 hours a ride, and this coach said I wouldn't play to my senior year. The odds that I faced, I either get on that bus or don't play basketball. As an 18-year-old girl, Mississippi girl, I'm like, I was so unsure of myself. But my father was, he just said, you know what? He spoke to me. He said, you're going to be okay. He said, I believe in you. Your faith's strong. He said, you're going to be fine. You know, typically fathers are supposed to encourage their daughters. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's saying those things. He doesn't want me to hurt. He want me, you know, to be positive. But he knew things I didn't know. He saw things I couldn't see. And so he said, get on that bus. This may be the most important ride you ever take. And it was, Jim. I got on that bus, went to Auburn.
Wow.
A school said that I wouldn't play in my senior year. I ended up starting my freshman year and averaging, we won 118 games in 4 years. I only lost 13 in 4 years. And now when you go back to Auburn University, you see in that $50, $60 million facility, you see my name, my jersey there can never go away. So when I see that, it reminds me of the power of influence, the power of someone believing in you, and the power that someone can bestow upon you. And that's what my father did for me. And unfortunately, he's passed on, but he's left a legacy in my heart, a legacy in my soul. And it has carried me through my entire career. And I'm forever grateful to my father for giving me that foundation, and my mom, of course, but just giving me the opportunity that he empowered me. He gave me tools so that I can continue to use what he's given me to help other people, other girls, other women. And so it's been an amazing journey. And I want to throw in another power of words. One of my amazing friends, Denise, we would sit at a restaurant, okay? We were talking about an event we would get ready to do about a girl in her crown. And we were just talking about, hey, you know, the power of empowering girls and let's continue to make a difference and just, and we sat there for about 30, 45 minutes. And after we got done, the waiter brought the ticket for us to pay the bill. And I smacked it. I said, I know I'm going to pay it. She said, no, I'm going to pay it. I said, I'm going to pay it. And he said, neither one of y'all have to worry about paying it. We said, what you mean? There's a young lady next sitting by us pay for it, because we were like, what? She paid for it because she was so inspired by our conversation. She was so inspired by the words, and she thought it would be crazy if she would say something to us. So she was like, the best I could do, the least I could do at least, is to pay for that meal. And we were just like, wow, the importance of a positive conversation, the importance of just uplifting in your conversation, you know, the power of words. And like I said, you never know. We never knew that moment would, you know, we were talking about an event that was going to be 2 or 3 months out, but yet that moment impacted this lady's life. And we're going to assume that because it impacted her life, she's going to go and impact other people's life. So, Jim, it's amazing the power of words and the power of influence that you have. And really, we have to be accountable for that. When we've been given something, to me, I think we have to be accountable for giving it out. And I think that's what everyone on this call is doing today, is sharing their message of hope and sharing and really actually turning their pain to power. And so it just is an amazing journey. So I'm beyond thankful that I can use what I have to really enlighten, you know, the people that I encounter in life.
You know, Ruthie, you have a couple of books that you've written. From Pain to Power is one of them, right? And you mentioned this phrase a lot, and I could feel it. I could feel it, not just hear it in your voice when you share it. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, From Pain to Power. What's that book about?
Well, just to touch on it just a little bit, you know, like I said, you mentioned in the opening that I experienced 10 years of domestic violence in the peak of my career. And it was a dark time for me, well, in my personal life. But on the basketball court, that's why I soared. That's why I was able to, you know, to really spread my wings and fly and make a difference. And I felt validated around my teammates. But my pain of being in my marriage and the pain that I had to deal with, the way I've turned that to power is that I'm healing, actually. It's forgiveness. That's the lady, the speaker before me was speaking about. I've forgiven myself. I forgave him years ago. But now just starting to talk about it is a continuous healing to me. I've gotten so many emails from women that I've seen the documentary Mighty Ruthie. I've gone to women's prison and just been able to really create a movement of just, you know what, I can love me in spite of what has happened, and that in spite of what I've gone through. So pain and power, that, because we all hurt. But how can we turn our pain to power? Adversity make us bitter or make us better. And that's what keeps me going, is that, you know what, I will not give my power away by allowing this situation to keep me from sowing, keep me from spreading my wings, to keep me from being an influence and being that ambassador for Christ and being an ambassador for women, ambassador for girls all across the country. I do that through my girls program, Aim High, trying to encourage these girls to value you, look in the mirror, like who you see in spite of your shortcomings. We talk about healthy relationships. So I know it's not enough time to really go into the details, but the pain and power. So everybody that's listening, your pain, there's someone that can learn and someone that can be empowered through your pain. So don't let your pain go in vain. Seriously, your pain can be turned to power. And as we're liberated from our own fears, we automatically liberate others. And that's what keeps me going. And also, know your why. When you lose your why, you lose your way. And that, in spite of my pain, in spite of my struggle, when you lose your why, you lose your way. And that's what keeps me persevering in my journey, is that, you know, I know what my why is. You know, I might get up in the mirror, not like how my hair is, like, oh, my God, I need to do something to my hair. You know, but I know.
Oh, and one thing I know, don't mess with women's hair. That's one thing I know. Don't mess with their shoes and don't mess with their hair.
I've been a terrible girl back in the day, and I look in the mirror like, oh, my God, my hair is a mess. But you know what? I do know who I am on the inside, and that's what I think shines. And that's the most important thing when I share, when I travel to countries overseas, Samoa, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Papua New Guinea for U.S. Embassy, and when I do women workshops, it's about, hey, I embrace you, I lift you, I celebrate you, and I want to help you rise above, and I want to help you turn your pain to power, genuinely from the depths of my heart, that I want to help you turn your pain to power.
Wow. Well, you know, there's so much here. And I know, Ruthie, you know, we'll be talking more as well. But I wanted to ask you, Ruthie, how can people find out about you or your books? How do they connect with you?
www.mightyruthiebolton.com. And all of my social media links is on there. And Mighty, you know, that's my nickname. I was given the nickname Mighty, but not I didn't give it to myself, but my teammates gave it to me. But, yes, MightyRuthieBolton.com. And, you know, never lose your mighty power. Never lose your mighty power.
Wow.
Give your power away to people and can keep your power.
That is solid. I will tell you, that's why you are the Olympic gold medalist and spokesperson for, you know, the Women's Basketball League, just a part of all that. Carolyn, I know you have some thoughts about this.
Oh my goodness.
Carolyn, Carolyn,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I can hardly contain myself only because this is why I do what I do. I love interviewing people. I love writing about people. And that's what's made my work so rich for libraries. My work is not just about me. And I was a long time ago, 10, 15 years ago, I was told by a publishing company, Carolyn, people don't care about your pain. You got to make it turn your pain into everybody else's so they could see what's in it for them. And I literally took that advice, and that's how my books got into libraries. I used my story, then I'll use a Ruthie story, and I'll use a Tom story, and I'll use a Christella story, a Brenda story, a David story, all in my work and my book. And then I will support it with either clinical evidence or some type of research. Everything's research-based because that's how you get your things in libraries. But I want to thank all of you guys, and I have a feeling, I think Ben's on the call.
Yes,
all right,
I am.
I'm here. Ben.
Oh, my God, Ben. Oh, my God. Everyone, I have to tell you, this young man, I don't know where in the world he is right now, but last time I checked on him a couple of days ago, he was on Hallmark, doing a TV show. He's been in Los Angeles, the studios. He's been in New Zealand and every place on the planet. And I know he's a busy, busy professional because he just launched his book called Optimisfits. And I'm not going to take the mic away from Jim, but thank you, Ben, for calling. Where are you right now? Because you just flew in from someplace.
I did, yeah. I was in Washington yesterday, I'm in Oregon today, and then I'm in Orange County tomorrow, California. So it's just been kind of a fun whirlwind, and I'm so excited to be on here. This is going to be fun.
You know,
this is going to be so
exciting. Yeah. You know, Ben, it's almost out of that song, Ben, the two of us need look no more. No, but we're going to have some fun with this. You know, I will tell you, I want to introduce you. And Ben, of course, and I looked at your bio and, you know, again, you know, wow, you know, teaching your first Bible talk in your home at age 6. And then now at the age of 28 years old, you're the director of Hope Generation. You have a national radio program. And Ben is the author of 3 books and is a gifted and nationally renowned speaker based out of Applegate Christian Fellowship in beautiful Southern Oregon. And Ben's high energy, humorous, uplifting style, coupled with a divine gift to communicate God's heart, is done in a hugely impacting way. And Ben gave his first message in 3rd grade, starting on a weekly home Bible study at the age of 16, where he grew to 100 kids packing out his home in Southern California and became a full-time pastor during his senior year at school. And he married, now this is wonderful, he married his best friend and mentor and hero, Nisha, and they have been writing together for a number of years, and they live in, again, beautiful Southern Oregon. And in high school, Ben would love to hang out with athletes, drama kids, quote, nerds, artists, studious kids, and anything beyond and in between. Nothing has changed as Ben reaches across the board with his message of God that has been put out on his heart. Now, may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's quoted from Romans 15:13. He now shares his message multiple times a week, traveling the world from Oregon to Africa, from tens to hundreds of people, always encouraging and inspiring humans in every walk of life to never give up and to become what he believes, if you got a pulse, you've got a purpose. And so I'm very excited to hear from you. And Ben Corson, Ben, you have the mic.
Well, thank you for having me on, guys. Yeah, wow, that's an old bio. I haven't heard that in a long time. I'm 31 years old now, and I live in Medford. Yeah, and I wrote this book, Optimisfits, because I'm really, really passionate about, you know, seeing our generation having hope again. I think hope is the central issue. And, I mean, you look at how there's 123 suicides per day in America. USA Today stated that the suicide rate has increased by 25% nationally. I mean, antidepressants are, we consume more antidepressants due to depression and anxiety than the rest of the earth combined by three times over here in America. So we live in a nation built on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and yet we're stressed, depressed, distressed, and in debt over $1 trillion to China. And so we're the mope generation, and I want to change that to the hope generation. Like, we have enough Eeyores, we need some more Tiggers, and I really, really want to see this generation. Like, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to see this generation go down as the hope generation.
Wow, that's really exciting. And, you know, what has instilled in your heart that the youth is the way to go? What for you has God put on your heart?
Yeah, so one of the things God has put on my heart over the past couple of years in regards to how to overcome depression is to realize that the way not to give up is to squad up. So if you want to go fast, you should go alone. But if you want to go far, you should go together. The Bible says one can put to flight 1,000, two can put to flight 10,000. So you can accomplish 10 times as more, as much when you're going through life with somebody else. And so a lot of times we think we want to disappear, but what we really want is just to be found. And I don't believe we were called to live in entire solitude, but to delve deeper into solidarity. Like, we weren't meant for isolation as much as infiltration. So I don't want to run away from the problems of our generation. I want to, like, dive right deep into the despair and depression that our generation is facing and speak hope into it. Because I want to tell people listening that if you're going through suffering, your scars can become your stars. Your wounds can become your wisdom. Pain makes you stronger. Tears make you braver. Heartbreak makes you wiser. And one day you're going to thank your past for a better future. And that's what I want to encourage people with.
You know, we have the whole theme of becoming the authority of your life, also activating your aha moments and the power of your words. I think with what you just said, you hit all three of those. And I want to just ask you this. I mean, it's so powerful what you relayed here. You know, from where we stand today, we're at different age groups. And I wanted to ask you, what can we practically do to really help ourselves, as well as others, but definitely ourselves, really take control of our life? Like, you've done some incredible things here. You've activated some great things, and you've definitely had your aha moments. Just your words are powerful. You know, what piece of advice can you give to those that are listening that they can implement to really help achieve these things in their life?
Yeah, one of the things is neuroplasticity. You have 30,000 to 50,000 thoughts every day. I mean, your brain has 86 billion to 100 billion interconnected neurons. And we're in the golden age of neuroscience right now. Even though we only know about 2 to 8% of how the brain works, what we've learned is that the brain can change. So through rote and repetition and practice, you can actually alter the neural pathways in your brain to jut your thoughts out of a groove. And there's actually a beautiful branch of science called neurotheology, where brain scientists have done CAT scans on people when they pray to see which parts of the brain light up. So, like, for example, when you pray, if you believe God's angry at you, you'll have high activity in your amygdala, which is nicknamed your rat brain. That's the part of your brain responsible for fear, anger, stress, and high blood pressure. Conversely, if you pray to a God that you believe is loving, you'll develop richer, thicker gray matter in your prefrontal cortex, which is where focus, concentration, cognitive agency, awareness, consciousness, planning, the part of your brain that really captains the ship, that's where that comes from. And you actually boost your brain intelligence. The frontal lobe of your brain activates into its highest intellectual capacities when you talk to a God you believe is loving. And what's more, when you pray to a God who's loving, you actually get higher blood flow to your anterior cingulate cortex, which is the part of your brain responsible for empathy, compassion, warm and fuzzy feelings, and feeling safe with God. So you get like the serotonin overflow. So I would like to encourage people, the top three best things you can do for your brain, according to brain science, is meditation or prayer, just like we were talking about, praying to a loving God. The second is exercise, and the third is reading. So those three things I do every single day. I try to do every single day, because that's how, through neuroplasticity, we can actually rewire our brains to activate some of the principles we've been talking about.
Wow, that's really powerful. You know, I know for myself as well, just dealing with youth and also some things I'm working on. What's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, the best way to reach me, you mean just to like consume some of the Hope Generation content and all that stuff?
Yes. Or if people want to reach you, a website or something.
Oh, yeah, of course. So my website's just bencorson.com, and we have a contact button there. And then my Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you just type in Hope Generation, and you should be able to find us. So, and also, if you like watching TV, our TV show Hope Generation is on over 12 networks in 180 countries, and also is a national radio show. So, yeah, we're just all over, and you can feel free to, you know, type in Hope Generation to Google and find us, or you can get Optimist Fits at a bookstore near you.
Great. Well,
I am so excited. I actually read his book before it hit the market. I did an endorsement on it, and I got to tell you, I am an Optimist Fit too, because I don't fit in any place. That's why I write and do and have this amazing show with all these amazing people. Who does something like this for a book launch but somebody that's an Optimist Fit like me? Ben, thank you so much for chiming in. I didn't know if you were going to come or not, but thank you so much for joining us.
Carolyn, you're amazing. Miss you guys. I'm so – Carolyn, we'll have to all hang out soon. It's just so, so good hearing your voice again. And it's so good to talk to both of you guys. We'll do it again.
Great.
Okay, we will.
Well,
we will, for sure.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And any final words here just for the listening audience, Ben, as they're listening in?
Yeah, thanks again, guys. And I want to encourage your audience that you might be at your rope's end, but you are not at your hope's end. You might be knocked out, but you are not knocked out. But you're going to lose the campaign. You're not dictated by your circumstances, but when we choose hope, our circumstances will be dictated by that hope. So your fiery tribulation doesn't burn you, it forges you. Because God is a consuming fire who never burns what we are, only burns what we are not. So we're going to count it all joy, fight for what we don't feel, and we're going to embark on a journey of hope.
Wow, very, Woo! Very powerful. That's a lot there. That's a lot there. And, you know, we want to, again, just emphasize, you know, it was so powerful. Even some of the things started cutting out a little bit. I don't know if all the electronics could handle the power that was going through there.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. But you know, we're going to have to get that quoted from you. But we want to encourage everyone again to remember, you know, a lot of the concepts here are really designed to help you, support you in terms of your transformation. And again, transforming your life through self-care is so very important. This book is designed to help you, Carolyn A. Brent's book, and you can look it up, but we're going to have a great link for you to go to and to be able to find and order the book to be able to really support you in your journey, in your healing, in your winning, in your discipline, in your, you know, in your spiritual walk, in your financial walk, just everything that we talked about. There is so much just to go through here. And so I want to present our last speaker here today. This is David Octavio Gandel, and he is an award-winning life coach, published author, TV host, and community leader. And I'll tell you, it's very exciting because he has been honored with the prestigious champion, I wanted to just mention that, okay, there was something here. Okay, but he's
been honored with the prestigious Champion of the Human Spirit and Mogul Survivor Award. David draws from his spiritual, mental, and physical strength from God, even in the face of death. And as a speaker and host, his engaging demeanor and charismatic personality is surpassed only by his genuine love for others. And as a personal trainer, he shares mental toughness and physical transformation strategies with his clients to empower them. His burning desire is to inspire others to live purpose-filled lives that achieve their true potential. David is the founder of Life Changers, Changers for Life, Life Changers for Life, a nonprofit organization that benefits children battling cancer. Wow, what a great cause. And so I'd like to introduce to you, as he talks about just some thoughts on, again, becoming the authority of your life, creating your aha moments, and the power of words, as he really helps support your transformation in the things he's going to share, David Octavia Gamble. David.
How are you? Carolyn, how are you doing? Are you feeling good?
You know what? I have to share with everyone that David has ran me ragged over the past 7 days. He is a promoter. That's who I get on stage and I pass all trophies. He just was a TEDx speaker at the Weiss School in Palm Beach, and he did such an amazing job. I've never been to any event where I think there was 30 kids that ran on stage, hugged David, and they took pictures with David. I've never seen anything like that. Normally, kids are running away from adults, but these kids, after David spoke, they hovered around David like he was ice cream. So, David, thank you so much for being my friend, being a guest. And David, thank you for keeping me in shape. David is responsible for me. I do 4 shows a year. I'm David's little, I guess, his 62-year-old pet that goes on stage, and I pass out trophies, but David keeps me fit. Thank you, David. I really appreciate that.
Well, I say thank to you, because at your age, you look stunning, you look beautiful, because you do take care of yourself, and that is why your book is very important for everyone, because guess what? You don't get to look like that unless you start young. In your case, you started at 50, and guess what? You were able to find that fountain of youth, Carolyn, so you'll be able to keep walking, keep running, and keep working out. So I am excited. I read your book. I'm so excited for what you're doing exactly right now at this moment in your life. Thank you again for supporting me and coming to my TEDx talk. First of all, I want to thank all the speakers that came on. Actually, honestly, I can't wait to read your stories from Tom to Rudy, Crystal and Brenda, and Ben. Ben, man, I tell you, man, you and me need to just go preach. That was awesome. I wanted to say that the power of words, before I say anything about the power of words, I want to go back to what Tom has said, or one of the hosts has said, about being an expert in your field. The one thing that I try to teach to all the people that I coach as a life coach, breakthrough coach, speaking coach, or business coach, is learn how to tell your story. Be an expert at telling your story. What inspired me about this call is that all of you at some point share your story. Nothing else really matters except your story. And I can tell you as a witness of that. At 29 years old, my life changed. I got diagnosed with terminal cancer. I took 2 years to find out the why of why I got cancer. Why did somebody that was helping people, inspiring people, motivating people, doing everything that I did to just be a positive influence in the lives of others, get diagnosed not with cancer but with terminal cancer? I got into basically that why question was answered, where God revealed to me that cancer was going to lead me to my purpose, that cancer was actually a blessing in my life. It took me 2 years to build a relationship with God that I never had before. And at 31 years old, just like Ben, I started this ministry, or I started this campaign, or I started this, whatever it is, this message of allowing people to find hope, have faith, and live with purpose every single day of their lives. The divine appointment is how I met Carolyn. So divine appointment is something that I want to share with you guys today. Is that is a big deal for me. As I write my book, Cancer Was a Blessing, I share how all these people back in the day, way back in the day, had come into my life and they had a purpose. Even if it was a word of encouragement, even if it was a confirmation, even if it was, if they're still in my life for whatever reason they are in my life, they had a purpose, It was through a divine appointment. Words are very powerful because we have this power. And if we want to go biblical, like, you know, Ben had to go biblical, so I'll share this. Worry weighs a person down, and encouraging word cheers a person up. That's Proverbs 12:25. You have to be aware at how much love you can give to others, how much you can share with others, their value, their talent, their creativity, and their gifts. As I did the last 2 years, I've started a Women Empowering series. I talk about that, defining who you are, defining those around you. And until you do that, you can't move forward in your life. Remember, you have the power with your words to carry hope, healing, encouragement, and new beginnings. And you can pour it out everywhere you go. Every time that I live in South Beach, Florida. You know, you talked about Florida. This is paradise for me. But if I'm at Publix or I am in my elevator or I am working out or I am walking in the lobby, the one thing that I always have is a smile on my face. Because I smiled when I took a picture and I was 124 pounds in August 25th, 2006. 124 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall, by the way. I was on death's door after one round of chemo. I did 7 rounds of chemo, 98 chemotherapies total. I was terminal every single step of the way. I was already on morphine before my doctor took my case. I did a 12-hour surgery. I wasn't supposed to survive, but God had a different plan for my life. 4 weeks later, I'm in the gym working out, and just a few months later, I was hosting a fitness show. And just a few months later, I was at a church sharing my testimony where God revealed to me my plan or his plan for my life. But on that day, on August 25th, 2006, I pointed up at God. That's my testimony picture. I pointed up at God. I smiled, and I said, someone, please take this picture. This is my testimony. Take it now before I fall asleep. And I took that picture, and I made a promise. God, heal me. I will tell your story. And what I'm doing now, from a Steve Harvey show to every TV show that I've done, to every article, to the TEDx talks, to speaking to schools, speaking everywhere that I go to, even at fashion shows or fitness shows, is telling my God story. And I am not ashamed of it. And I have no fear in life anymore. I've lived 11 years of a bonus life. And for the last 11 years, the best compliment an atheist told me was, David, you know what I love about your story? You've been consistent about your purpose. That's someone that doesn't even believe and shares with me the love that she had for me because of my story had given her hope. But she shared with me the best thing I can do is your consistency. So that word meant a lot to me, coming from someone that's not a believer, that doesn't believe that God exists, that doesn't believe that God has an amazing plan for her life, that God has a meaning for her life. And that right there meant so much to me, a person that's given words of encouragement every single day. When I go speak at these seminars, there's a couple things that I always talk about. One is don't dream your life, live your dreams. There's a lot of people that go and die without being able to live their dreams. Go live them. When you're not pursuing your dreams, you're committing spiritual suicide. When you're not pursuing your dreams, you're committing spiritual suicide. And this one might kind of get somebody, but it's live your dreams and not abort your destiny. Each and every one of us have a destiny and a meaning. Each and every one of us was created with a gift and talent to give to others. We are here to serve, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to give because everyone else can do what I did the rest of my life, from managing, consulting, speaking, hosting, acting, modeling. Whatever I've done in my life, guess what? There's someone else out there that can probably do it better than me. But the one thing they cannot do is tell my story better than me because I lived it. And if you can tell your story to share to others, I promise you, everything else you do in your life will be enhanced.
Wow.
Every single thing.
You know, this is really powerful, and I know we're ending this out. What better way to end it out? I mean, just the lineup was perfect, what you had to share. Let me ask you, how can people reach you? Do you have a place you want to direct them if they want to find out more information about you or what you presented?
You can connect with me in every social media. You can text me, email me, whatever. One site is DavidGandell360.com. David Gandel with two L's, 360.com. Every single thing is there. Anyone who's listening from all over the world, if you contact me, I would promise you I would love to share you my Steve Harvey interview. I would love to share my docu-piece that was done by a church.
Write their answers in.
Excuse me? So David Gandel, 360.com. And I want to finish with this. Today's lift those that come to your heart. Don't doubt it. You know, if someone comes to your spirit or your heart or you think about somebody, reach out to them. I know Ben was talking about suicide. I deal with that a lot. I've had a lot of people reach out to me that didn't take their own life because I gave them a little bit of hope. Remember that depression is real, but here's the thing. It's about emptiness. It's not about – people don't commit suicide because of depression. They commit suicide because they feel empty. They feel they have no value. You have a chance, every single one of us that's listening, to give someone a word of encouragement, a smile, and show them that they have value. And I promise you, God will repay you in so many ways you have no idea.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, David. That was very powerful. And I know we're ending this out here soon here. And Carolyn, I just want to get your thoughts. And if we have any questions from the floor, we'll try to do what we can in terms of the timing. But if we don't cover them today, definitely we can cover the questions tomorrow. So, Carolyn, your thoughts.
My thought is this. Isn't this a miracle? It's a miracle to have Tom, Christella, Brenda, Ruthie, Ben, and David on this show on this day. And I want to thank you from the depth of my soul because you, all of you are busy professionals. And when I ask you to please share your stories on my platform, all of you said yes. Give me the information. I'll be there. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Andrew Mandia, I want to thank you. He's the person that's quiet, but he carries a lot of weight. He tells me what to do. So thank you, Andrew, for making sure everything's like perfect for me. And you, I just love you so much. And Jim, I want to thank you for all that you've done. And I want people to know these are all volunteers around the world that's shining in on my show. I'm not paying anybody anything. These are, I call all of us angels in human form. That's just my name. And I just want to thank all the angels for zooming in and helping you, transforming your life through self-care, a guide to tapping into your deep beauty and inner work. And the book, what can I say? You could get it any place. Go to a library and check it out. Money should not even be an issue because you could get it for free. So thank you so much. And thank all my guests. Jim, do we have time? We have 2 minutes. Can everybody just say one quick thing from Tom all the way? So Tom would be first. Tom, any final thoughts really quick?
I would just say it's been a pleasure, and certainly just stay on your budgets and make a budget so you can tell your money what to do.
Christella.
Thank you for having me. I'm grateful. And my recommendation is do something good for yourself to show yourself that you're worthy and love and worthy of love.
Great. Brenda.
Thank you for having me, and forgive yourself for just one thing more today.
I love it. Ruthie.
And Luke, it says, to whom much is given, much is required. Everybody on this call has been given an amazing journey. So we have to be accountable for that. To whom much is given, much is required.
David. Just find hope, have faith, and live with purpose. And one last thing I'll add to that is just be a miracle in someone's life today.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is exciting. And I want to remind everyone, you actually can look at caregiverstory.com. Look at the blog section. You'll see the Deep Beauty tour that had been going on the blogs, the international blog tour. And also catch tomorrow again at 12 p.m. PST, and also everything related time zone-wise to that. But you can also find out more about Carolyn at easycard.com/Carolyn A. Brent. So
easy, the letters easycard.com/Carolyn A. Brent to find out more about Carolyn. And also, if you look at the Deep Beauty Telesummit button, tap on it at the very bottom, you'll see how to order the book, and you'll see you get a 30% off if you order that way, calling the publisher directly and some other codes that are given there for your discount. So we want to thank all of our guests here. And I know there are some wonderful things that are happening. I know that time is diminishing real quickly. So Carolyn, I'm going to turn it over for you for some final thoughts here.
The final thought is I love you guys. Thank you so much. And we are completely out of time. And this is the best 90 minutes that I've spent all day. And thank you again for being part of transforming your life through self-care, the guide to tapping into your deep beauty and inner worth. And have yourself a great day wherever you are worldwide. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.